In relation to this issue, I want to state at the outset, not just on behalf of Sinn Féin, but on behalf of all the fishing organisations I've spoken to, that we support a penalty point system being put in place. It is essential, but that system must be fair and it must be just. And it's important to read into the record the history of how we've got here this evening. The previous statutory instruments that were brought in by the ministers and the Department of the Marine were ruled illegal by the High Court on a number of occasions. It then went to the Supreme Court, and the challenge from the fishermen were upheld. Then we had a situation where a statutory instrument, number 89 of 2018, was put into place by Minister Michael Creed at the time, signed by himself. And this all came to debate an annulment motion, just like this one tonight. And for the first time in the history of this state, the Dáil voted to annul a statutory instrument. It had never happened before. It's never happened since. That was the immensity of what happened during those number of days in May of 2018. And I'm going to read into the record some of the quotes that were said. And of course, we'll have 5 minutes later on when other colleagues from the government will join us here. But I'm going to read into the record what was said at that time. So the proposer of the motion, who does deserve great credit, Pat the Cope Gallagher, former TD in Donegal, former fisheries and marine spokesperson for Fianna Fáil, he brought forward the motion. And to quote what he said, "The statutory instrument states that the determination panel and the appeals officer, if such is the case, would determine on the balance of probabilities. We do not accept this principle of a lesser burden of proof. It is grossly unfair to the individual to lower the burden of proof. We will be proposing a statutory instrument we have prepared under which in both instances the case must be proven by the state beyond a reasonable doubt in line with common law principles." Hear, hear. He also said, "To put in simple language, the proposed structure under this statutory instrument would be similar to in Garda Síochána detecting an infringement, being allowed to select the judges to adjudicate on the case, and finally handing down the eventual judgment." Now I'm going to quote from the current Minister of Agriculture, Food and the Marine, Charlie McConlogue. This is what Charlie said on the record on May 23rd, 2018, here in this chamber. He said, "We need to take on board the needs of the fishing sector. We need to avoid the possibility of it being struck down in the courts again. The department's track record in introducing a penalty points regime has been poor. Given that on two occasions, attempted statutory instruments were struck down following appeals to the Supreme Court, reflects very poorly on the management of the issue heretofore." He also said, "The key points that remain to be addressed relate to the burden of proof. The current approach in the statutory instrument deals with the balance of probability," this term again, the balance of probability, "rather than having to prove beyond doubt, which is normally the case where a criminal sanction is being pursued. The role of the SFPA, the Sea Fisheries Protection Authority, permeates the statutory instrument at all stages, which was the basis on which the Supreme Court struck down the previous statutory instruments." So you can see again and again the spokesperson's their concerns from the Fianna Fáil party. Deputy Dara Cleary, former Minister for Agriculture, Food and Marine, he said, "The burden of proof, the rights of appeal, penalty points capacity, and some sort of realistic appeals timeframe," that were his concerns on the record. He also said about the fishing community, and I endorse 100% what he said then, "That sense of alienation is getting deeper. Many of these communities are dying on their feet. The way this issue has been handled is adding to the sense that marine issues are not a priority, not just for the government, but for the central government system, full stop. If we deal with this collectively, as an Oireachtas, and deal with it in a progressive way, working together, we can start addressing these issues and lay some sort of pathway to addressing that alienation. I agree with everything they said. The motion was passed. Historic motion. Then, within the days that followed, in fairness again to Patrick O'Callaghan, not only did he have this statutory instrument annulled, he put forward a document, and I've read through this, with amendments to the previously put forward statutory instrument. There it is there. He did this in full consultation with the fishing industry. There's his amendments that would have solved the problem. But nothing was done. Nothing was done. Time drifted on and time drifted on. And then we come to August the 28th, 2020. Micheál Martin, as acting Minister for Agriculture, Food and the Marine, as Taoiseach, signs off on a statutory instrument, 318 of 2020, which is almost identical to the SI of 2018. Almost identical. The core issues of objection were not addressed. I actually found out about this on a Friday evening, and I thought it must be a misunderstanding. At first I thought it clearly is a misunderstanding. There's no way he's done this without consulting with the fishing industry. And then I found out the next day, no, he actually did do this. And then there was a sense of he must have been misled. He didn't understand the full implications of what had happened. And my own party then brought forward and put on the order paper, this annulment motion has been debated tonight. But we held back because we talked to the fishing industry and they said, we believe if we engage with the new minister, Charlie McConlogue, that surely he will see the need to amend this SI. Surely he will see the need to put in place Pat Kilkelleher's amendments. By the way, I emailed those amendments to the minister. I still haven't had a substantive response to that email. Nothing. The producer organisations then meet with the minister, and still they believe that, you know, we can turn this around. And they're bitterly disappointed with that meeting. They then send a letter to the minister on the 18th of September, Minister Charlie McConlogue. And they identify the four issues, this issue of a burden of proof that is on the balance of probabilities. I mean, we all know that prosecution has to be beyond a reasonable doubt. That's the threshold, but not for fishermen, it isn't. The points remaining on a license, even in the event that the person or persons have been exonerated in court. The points that are attached if the licenses or the tonnage is sold on multiplies onto the next person. And then, of course, that they can only apply to the High Court on a point of law. They are the four points that are in the letter to the Minister. No substantive response. So we are here tonight because, incredibly, Micheál Martin has signed an SI which is in clear defiance of everything they did in 2018 as a party. Micheál Martin actually voted for that motion on the 29th of May. Historic motion, 29th of May, 2018. I'm appealing again tonight to the government to do the right thing. I'm appealing particularly to the Fianna Fáil party, the TDs, and I could have read quote after quote after quote. I invite anybody to read the Dáil Record, a whole ream of Fianna Fáil TDs, and I wouldn't challenge a word they said in that debate. Everything they said was spot on. Every one of them, spot on. Powerful stuff. And here they are as a party. How are they going to stand over this? This is just profoundly unjust. So to sum up for my 10 minutes that I have here to open up. We are dealing with Brexit. I was speaking to a senior fishery spokesperson in recent days who said that this is the biggest threat to our industry in 100 years since the foundation of the state. We've seen the submissions they made to the Oireachtas Committee and the previous Oireachtas. They are deeply concerned. So I'm appealing that the government do the right thing, re-engage, Even if you vote this down tonight, and or tomorrow night when the vote takes place, and I'm really hoping that you won't, but even if you do, there's still a chance to amend this. Do the right thing. The South and West Producer Organisation have already made it clear publicly they're going to challenge us in the courts again. They shouldn't have to. We've already spent a fortune of money, a fortune of money, where our Department of the Marine has gone to high courts and the Supreme Court defending the indefensible. Will they do it again? Will they do it again? Is this where this will go? Back to the courts again? We can avoid this. Let's use a template. So I'm not being party political. There's Pat the Colt Gallagher's amendments. What's the Attorney General's view on these amendments? Have you sought the Attorney General's view of these amendments, if they are in line? I've no doubt that they are. You know, has there been a proper engagement with this? It's just an absolute scandal, quite frankly, how this has been handled by the Taoiseach. And I'm shocked that there hasn't been a solution found, that we're here tonight. We actually didn't want to do this debate. We would have never put this motion forward as a PMB unless the fishing industry told us that you may go ahead, because we're not getting there ourselves.